takes through the steel and the and one player of the year type of move.
Yeah, I thought I made him double dribble, so I was about to get upset. But once I saw him pick his dribble up, I knew he was going to try and find a way to get the ball to Rice. I was trying to deny him. And I think the pass kind of got away from him once he saw where I was positioned at, and he knew it was going to get stolen. So I just wanted to create some type of confusion between those two, and I was able to. And then once I got in open court, I knew none didn't really have much of a chance. He's a freshman. I got to my strong hand, and then I knew he was going to try and foul me, so I just made sure I completed the play.
Dev, looking back after Coach kind of questioned your toughness a little bit after the Michigan State game, and in that context, how big was it to do what you did in Champaign?
I think it was big just because it was a road win. We had just gave up a 20-point deficit, I want to say. It could have been very easy just to give up, you know. But I think we got the guys on our team with the right character in mindset, knowing we needed that game. And it was an important game because it was the one we were currently in. And we knuckled down the stretch on defense, and that's where we won the game. Was defensively, we got the stops, which led to our transition buckets at the end of the game.
How do you make sure that carries forward, you know, when you think about the toughness that you guys showed and buckling down, and make sure that, you know, you continue to do that throughout the rest of the season?
It just takes a mental focus and the will to not want to lose, you know. You could tell everybody on our team had no intentions on losing that game, even when they came back and had the 5-point lead. Like, they were going to open the game up, but the crowd was behind them. The crowd was quiet the whole game, and the crowd got behind them, and they were feeling good. And we just knew, I want to say it was around the 8.5-minute mark, whenever the timeout was taken. We just looked at one another and said, you know, this is what we have to do. We got a lot of time left, and we handled those things in that huddle throughout the rest of the game, and that's why we were able to come away with the victory.
Dev, take me back to the end of the Michigan State game and the new game the year before. You had the ball in your hands at the end of regulation. The shot didn't turn out like you wanted. Does that make you hungrier to get in that situation again?
Even if they were to win it, I'm always hungry for those opportunities. That's what you play ball for. And those moments and stuff like that, they're not going to all go in, you know. Sometimes they go, sometimes they don't. But like you said, the next opportunity, I'm definitely going to be ready and looking for a different result.
Why are you so good in crunch time, do you think?
You just got to embrace it, you know. It's gonna, if you want to be a big-time player, you have to make big-time plays. And I consider myself one of the elite players in the country, and you got to be able to make plays like that down the stretch, whether it's on defense, like against Illinois, getting a steal and then turning that into an opportunity offensively, or if it's the Michigan State or Purdue times where we just need a bucket at the end of the game and we need one. But I just think it's something you have to relish and embrace. And if you shy away from those moments, then what are you playing basketball for?
You're playing Ohio State for the second time this year. What do you do the second time you face a team now that you've seen them in person and you know, you have that real world experience instead of just on tape to go against?
You know, you just got to come out with even more intensity and better focus. They're going to want to get that win back. They lost on their home court, so I know that left a sour taste in their mouth. And they got some of the best competitors, I think, to a man on their team with Kraft and Scott and guys like that. So they're definitely going to come in here with the motivation and the hunger to beat us on our home court. They also just came off a big win against Wisconsin. They're trying to get back on the right path as far as getting wins and getting back into the Big Ten race. So they're just as hungry as we are to get a win. We fortunately have the opportunity to be able to play at home and play behind our fans and use that momentum and use that to carry us throughout the game. But as long as we follow the game plan and just play with the same desire we did there, we should be fine.
You guys,
could you describe kind of the thought process when you guys are getting ready to run? You get a rebound and you're getting ready to run a break. Whether it's you getting the ball or Melson or whatever, what do you guys go through? I mean, you know, when you practice, you know, okay, get out and run outlet. Does it get it to the guards? Does it get it, let the forwards run it?
We just want to get the ball up the court as quick as possible. We don't necessarily have to throw it to our point guard. If one of the big men happen to see me or Whitey streaking and they are able to get the pass there with no problem, then they'll try and get it to us. But sometimes you got to advance with the dribble, and in that case, then they look for the nearest guard, so they don't have to bring it off the dribble. So It's a variety of different ways that that play could happen and go about. I couldn't give you just one specific way we practice on it. We just want to get the ball up the court and as fast as possible and get as many transition opportunities as much as possible.
What's game preparation like for you when you play a team for the second time? How is it different than the first time through? I don't want to say easier, but
it just depends on this, on what happened the first time, if you won or lost. I think really so far, I think every team we've played twice now, we've beaten. This would be the second time we played a team twice. So the first two times when we beat Northwestern, the first time we beat Ohio State the first time. So they've been very, very similar. Of course, you got different things that they do because everybody changes plays and different sets and stuff throughout the season due to the fact we are so familiar with one another. You want to get some new stuff in and see how it works. So I think going over their stuff, it might be a little different as far as what they run and who they're going to, because, you know, guys can be hot one time you play them and now they're struggling. They got a new guy that's playing better. So a lot of different things. Very for this one, it's pretty similar. They're the same guys. Lil' Quinn is their scorer and their go-to guy. Kraft still is defending. Kraft and Scott are still defending at a hectic pace. Lizelle is another one of their scorers that can defend. So I think it's very similar. Guys are pretty consistent in this league. You can pretty much get a gist of what you're going to get from each guy, game in and game out. So, I mean, that helps, I think, with everybody when you're scouting in this league. So.